All right, get ready, because in this deep dive, we're going to unpack Elon Musk's, well, let's just say his latest move on X has people talking.
Yeah.
And you want to try and understand what's really going on with this whole block button thing.
Definitely. I mean, this is more than just, the usual internet drama. This change really gets to the heart of how we interact online.
Okay, so before all this happened, remind me, blocking someone on X meant they basically were just gone.
Right.
Yeah.
They couldn't see your post, they couldn't interact. You were free from their let's call it their digital gaze.
Exactly. But now Musk is like, everybody can look at everybody's
Yeah,
tweets.
he's basically ripping off the digital duct tape and saying, let the tweets be seen.
So he tweeted that the block will now block that account from engaging with, but not block seeing public posts, and that it was high time this happened. And this isn't just some random experiment. He seems pretty serious about it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's got everyone fired up, you know? You sent over some articles about this, and it's fascinating. Not everyone hates this idea.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of users, especially the tech-savvy ones, who are saying, what's the big deal? Nothing's changed. In fact, there's even a tweet from this tech researcher, Nima Oji, that says exactly that.
So it's like the barn door was already open.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, and this is a big but, the other side of the coin is where this whole boundary conversation really gets going.
Okay, I'm
A
listening.
lot of people, and we see this in the articles, argue that the old block button, even with its flaws, it acted as a deterrent.
Right, like why bother? It's too hard.
Exactly. It was enough of a hurdle that most people would just kind of, move on. And their worry is that making it easier to see someone's posts, even without interacting, could embolden, well, the trolls, the bullies,
Anyone who just wants to get a rise out of you.
Exactly. And it's not just a few voices. I'm seeing this sentiment all over, especially from accounts that are often targeted for harassment. Wall Street Silver, for instance, tweeted that people are focused on the initial shock now, but what happens when the dust settles? They worry that bad actors will just find new ways to harass, like creating burner accounts.
Ugh, burner accounts. So instead of blocking one account, you're suddenly playing whack-a-mole with dozens of them.
Exactly, it gets exhausting.
And not to mention, what does that say about the platform itself? Are they really okay with this?
And that's the big question, isn't it? Where do we draw the line between protecting free speech and protecting users from harm? Because one person's open dialogue is another person's toxic echo chamber.
And that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
Where do you even begin to draw that line? It's like we're going back in time or something, you know? Like, are we moving away from the idea of platforms even being
That's
moderators?
a really good point. I mean, it's like we're suddenly back in the Wild West of online interaction.
Everyone for themselves.
Right. Historically, blocking someone, it was like a blunt tool. You
Yeah.
know, it had its downsides. But this really makes us rethink how we think about online safety and who's responsible.
Yeah, and how much of this is really about free speech, and how much is it about, I don't know, keeping people scrolling? You know what I mean? If someone can still see your posts, even if they can't reply, they're still looking at your stuff.
Yeah, it's that old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Exactly. But is that really true when it comes to the internet? I mean, people are already overwhelmed with information.
And this is where it gets really interesting from, well, from a psychological point of view. Imagine this, you're about to post something, but then you think, wait, what if this person sees it? Even if you've blocked them, they could see it with another account.
And then they come after you. Ugh, I don't even want to think about it.
It can be a really stifling feeling.
And then people just stop sharing altogether.
Yeah, precisely. Instead of feeling empowered to share their thoughts, they just retreat into these echo chambers where everyone agrees with them.
Which doesn't help anything, does it?
Not at all. It's the opposite of what a healthy public forum should be.
So if we look at the big picture here, what does this change on X tell us about the future of, well, of the internet? What if other platforms do the same thing?
It's definitely possible, right?
Yeah.
We've already seen this trend, haven't we? Platforms choosing engagement, free speech, over, well, basic human decency.
So, what are we supposed to do?
That is the question, isn't it?
So, okay, let's say I'm just a regular person. I want to share a funny meme with my friends. How do I navigate all this?
Well, I think it just means we have to be more careful about what we post, who we engage with, and just, I don't know, how much we let all this stuff get to us, you know?
It's like we have to be our own bodyguards, but online.
Yeah, in a way, I guess. Like we have to figure out our own boundaries when the rules keep changing every 5 minutes. And this is where I think those bigger conversations, like the ones we're having now, about how to be a good digital citizen, about online safety, about what kind of internet we want, they become so important.
A world where, like, blocking someone doesn't turn into this whole, like, spy versus spy thing.
Exactly. And it's a conversation everybody needs to be a part of. The platforms, the people making the rules, and of course, all of us who use them.
Well, I think one thing's for sure. This whole X block button thing, it's not going away anytime soon. But what do you think? Will this change how we feel about being blocked? Or is it just going to lead to even more, I don't know, creative ways to get around it? Let us know what you think, and thanks for diving deep with us. Until next time, stay curious.